Unfortunately, Mr. Felix Gordon, on his way to the speech day, met with a slight accident and telephoned that he couldn't be here. So we wish him prompt recovery. And meantime, we are going to ask Mr. Antigone. I think he's the legal advisor to the trust.
And an old boy.
And an old boy, of course. And I would like him to take the place of Mr. Felix Gordon, who is the chairman of the Association of the Old Boys. Is it correct?
Mr. Chairman, Viscount Samuel, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you'll believe me when I say that it is a truly unexpected honour to be addressing you this afternoon. I would, with your leave, Mr. Chairman, like to express on behalf of the old boys and on behalf of the small body of workers who, with the aid of Mr. Halevy, have managed to put this new educational trust on its feet, I would like to address a special word of thanks on their behalf to all the parents. The chairman and the headmaster have already touched upon the tribulations that the school has gone through in the last year. And if I may, as an outsider, without the vested interest of a parent or of a someone involved in the school before the transition took place, say how much we appreciate the continued support of the parents during what was probably the most difficult year in the school's history. The Old Boys and the Parents Association convened a joint committee which put in a lot of hard work during the past year. Obviously, not every individual parent could be or could be expected to devote a lot of time to this sort of work. But from among their number, and I don't propose to mention any names, from among their number, the parents chose a small body of determined, and if I may say, hard-headed, and very able representatives who gave the final push, the final drive, that was able to finally set this magnificent achievement on its feet. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, as a former winner of the cup I'm about to present, I feel extremely diffident in presenting it to a quite outstanding pupil, obviously, only too obviously, much better qualified than I am or was to receive it. I haven't had the opportunity of talking to Marcel Largo, but I have heard from Mr. Smith and the headmaster what a really outstanding head boy he has proved, and it gives me very great pleasure to call upon him to receive the Whittingham Old Boys Association.
Mr. Antigone, Viscount Samuel, Mr. and Mrs. Halevy, ladies and gentlemen of the academic staff, parents, friends, only a year ago, the school was facing enormous difficulties. However, thanks to gigantic efforts of Mr. Halevy and Mrs. Halevy, the new Whittingham College is a reality. 1 year after the meeting point between the old and the new, Whittingham College stands up stronger than ever and will become, without doubt, I repeat, without doubt, one of the great schools of Anglo-Jewish education. The thought of having been the first head boy here in Handcross gives me great pleasure. And the cup I have received today will always be treasured among the great and unforgettable souvenirs of my life. I came to Whittingham as a sixth former, and I was elected head boy in rather unusual circumstances, having been in the school for considerably less time than my predecessors. I came as a sixth former and have not endured the ups and downs of the middle school. This, however, has allowed me to see life in the middle school from a more mature standpoint. And I can tell you, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, sorry, that life at Twickenham is quite different from most other schools. There is a home-like and friendly atmosphere which enables a newcomer to feel at home straight away. This friendly and home-like atmosphere, however, does not hinder the amount of work done. I'm very proud to say that almost every sixth former leaving this term will go to university. And I am even more proud to say that two of my friends will go to Oxford University. I would like to take the opportunity today of thanking, on behalf of all the boys, the members of the academic staff, and all the matrons who have so bravely mastered, thank you, who have so bravely weathered the storm of the great move. Furthermore, I'd like to thank all the prefects who have helped me and made my task as a head boy so much easier. And finally, I'd like to wish Mr. and Mrs. Halevi and Whittingham College as an institution a long, long and happy life. Thank you.